Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Carl and Linda Bott. Linda has got the on-the-spot with Linda Bott. So Trish Clark, our Thursday morning guest host, is with me. Hello.
Good morning, Carl, in North State.
How are you today, Trish?
I'm doing remarkably well. It's a wonderful day in the North State. The
last time I saw Trish, she was dancing up a storm.
With Carl up at Anselmo's.
And Patrick Jones was dancing.
Yes, he was.
And he was in here yesterday, and we were playing Dancing Queen from ABBA on there. Yeah, he was talking about tax sharing. We'll talk about tax sharing with you. Because, you know, how that may work. And
it's an interesting subject, and certainly something that would be, in a perfect world, something that would do well for the planning efforts of all jurisdictions. Having said that, there's just a dollar, and it's now being split up in a certain manner.
Uh-huh.
And in tax sharing agreement means that you're going to take that same dollar, no new money,
And split it
a different way.
Okay.
Somebody loses, somebody gains.
We'll talk about that in a little bit. Of course, we got Bad Bob here.
And howdy, hi.
Like your shirt there, Bad Bob.
I'm rather fond of it.
So how long were you here yesterday, Bad Bob? I drove by and you were here. I couldn't find a parking spot anywhere. I was going to ram your Jeep and move it out of the way, but you were up against the wall.
I was doing my good deed.
Yeah, with my equipment. So, but maybe there'll be a prayer for me tonight.
I expect so. he has offered to bless the building.
Oh, our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We've got Trish Clark here today. We've got some people coming in that are doing haircuts for, you know, to raise money for veterans. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And we want to talk, though. There's a bunch of things we want to talk about. We want to talk, of course, about the bullet train to nowhere and this carefully staged, and I'm saying carefully staged, photo op yesterday. I mean, you've got to take a look at this, find out who was in this. We want to talk about, you know, we talk about the water ruling. It seems like it's a pretty big thing here, the water ruling.
Huge
thing.
Huge,
we want to talk about that. We want to talk about, on a sad note, a motorcycle rider who I don't know was killed. I want to talk about how that happened and why it's so important for people just to be kind of aware that there's motorcycles out there.
Yeah.
And see what else we're going to talk about today. Oh, you know what? I just got to hit one more time, Obama saying is that we small business owners, you know, don't deserve the fruits of our labor.
You didn't do it.
Before we get to that, though, we're going to go to our Wells Fargo advisors and Chris Lasonda. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into today's trading, and the markets are modestly higher. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 4 points at 12,913. The S&P 500 adding 1 point at 1373, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 14 points at 2957. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 118 million shares. Looking at the most active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Nokia up 15 cents at $1.88. Bank of America unchanged at $7.53. Walgreens up $3.54 at $34.51. And American Express down $2.29 at $56 even. Of local interest, PG&E down 16 cents at $45.09. Walmart's off 34 cents at $72.51. And North Valley Bank is down a nickel at $13.01. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.51%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.22%. Oil's up $1.60 a barrel at $91.47. And precious metals are higher with gold up $11.07 an ounce at $15.83.36. Well, silver's up 21 cents at $27.35. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have the Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 in the morning. They tell us what is going on in Wall Street, if anybody can figure it out. Chris and the gang can down on Park Marina Drive. Wells Fargo Advisors, Park Marina Drive. Go on down, talk to them. Find out where to make your investments and how to make investments and what's going on. We're going to take a quick break. Chris Clark is my guest host today. Linda's got On the Spot with Linda Butt tonight. And we got a lot of things going on this weekend, a lot of things going late, and we have tickets. We have tickets to Kids Unlimited, so hang in there. We'll be right back. Miss a day, miss a lot.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Redding says, "The people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car." Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Did you know that 45 million Americans suffer from chronic daily headaches and related pain? Many more suffer from back, knee, shoulder, and other joint pains, and if left untreated, they can often become much bigger problems, even life-threatening ones. The truth is, there is a solution for a vast majority of pain sufferers, and it comes in the form of free information. I'm Dr. Todd Royce of Chiropractic First. You may have heard my radio show on this station, and I would like to offer you this solution totally risk-free. Just call 243-0889 and ask for a copy of my free exclusive report, The Top 5 Most Dangerous Trends Preventing Health and Happiness and What to Do About Them. The information in this report is based on over $8 million in research and has helped thousands in the North State lead healthier, pain-free lives. When you do, you'll have the opportunity to attend our free, no-obligation live seminar covering these topics that more than likely are affecting you and your family today. Call 243-0889, that's 243-0889, and remember, it's risk-free.
Are you tired of searching for the perfect bathing suit? Wouldn't it be great if there was a custom fitting room where you could design your very own swimsuit and pick out your own material? Somewhere that would make a bathing suit that is 100% yours? Wild Iris Custom Swimwear is just that place. No matter your style or body type, Wild Iris, where you can let your imagination begin. 3609 Bocelli Lane, Suite I. Call 221-4747 today for your perfect fit.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Lake Boulevard across from Rayleigh's and on Locust Street off of Park Marina Drive. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Successful Americans who agree with me because they want to give something back. They know they didn't. Look, if you've been successful, you didn't get there on your own. You didn't get there on your own. I'm always struck by people who think, well, it must be because I was just so smart. There are a lot of smart people out there. It must be because I worked harder than everybody else. Let me tell you something. There are a whole bunch of hard-working people out there.
Okay, I've heard enough. Yeah, you know what? I keep going back to this, my friends, and I'm sorry, but this country was built on small businesses. It was built on the backs of people who were smart, who did work hard, but they had something else too. They had the cojones to take that step forward. To take that step forward, invest their money, knowing that, hey, I've got an idea here. I know I can make this succeed. I know I can. And so they did. They took a step forward, and they worked 6-7 days a week, 12 hours, 14, 18 hours a day, no vacations, no time off. They worked. you know how it is when if you start a business, when you are in the business world, this is what happens. And then to have the president of the United States say, no, no, you didn't get here on your own. Well, what do you mean by that? Because there was a road to drive to my place? You're right. Okay, yeah, there was infrastructure. You mean there was military standing on the walls between me and the bad guys? Yes, you're right. They are. That's what you pay tax for. But to turn around and say.
And the point is, it was your tax dollars that built the road that supplied the military, not the government.
That's
not
right.
His. It's. I'm the small business owner, been there, done that, worked hard, made a success of it, but my taxes were what was building the infrastructure surrounding me to help me along my way. And if I just sit there and expect it to happen, it isn't going to happen. That is the worst insult that any president has ever leveled against the United States. Here's the problem. Why in the world is it still neck and neck? Why is there about 50% of this population that still thinks he's doing a good job? Can you explain that to me?
No, I cannot understand it. I look at the deficit. I look at every doctor that has come in here, and we've had them all, including Randall Hempling, who believes in there should be insurance. This health care plan is going to destroy health care as we know it if it continues down the road. But this is the way this man thinks. This is the way Obama thinks, is you didn't make it on your own. Because he's never had to make it on his own.
Doesn't have a clue. How
did he go to school? Okay.
How would we know? Everything's sealed.
It's everything sealed. And he actually talks about Romney being, oh, he's not transparent. Excuse me, Mr. President. Transparency? Open up your school records.
There isn't anything about the man that school records, military, or
military. No, don't even
passport,
mention military.
Don't even mention
in the military.
Passports.
He
believes, can't even find out about his passports.
No. He believes the military should pay for their own wounds.
You guys knew what you were getting into when you went into the war, and now you want to cry about having health care?
Oh yeah. You want? Well, why don't you just pay for it yourself? Well, gee, I'm sorry, Brock. You know what? You know when you hurt that knee playing basketball.
You just opened up a bag of worms here.
Oh no! When you open up, the thing is.
You can't say that name while he's running. You can only say it now.
What, Brock?
Hussein.
Well, you know what? Let's all get over that, okay? Just get over that one, because he was Barry Sotelo for a long time. But Barack Hussein Obama, he is the president. But for him to take on small business
as a foreign exchange student.
I didn't realize that you're still really upset about this.
Okay. You know, but really.
You still need to see his birth certificate?
No, not so much. I mean, which one?
Hey, here's the thing I'm upset about. There's a lot of things I'm upset about. But when he said this to me is, I don't understand how he could say that. Yes, there's lots of people who work hard. People here work hard in our station. You know, they work hard.
Which is a small business.
But to say that, Linda and I, when we decided to open this up, as many other small businessmen do, we put everything on the line on here. I mean, our house, the whole thing. We invested our lives into this. We have great people that work for us. And he's right when he talks about, you know, you need help. I've got mentors like Bob Belongi here that is a tremendous mentor. But we try to be mentors to our people, too.
Oh,
and
you try to pay it forward.
You pay it forward. You try to help people. You try to help people. But to say that, you know, to say that we don't deserve it, and we're nowhere near that $250,000. I mean, I don't really have a dog in a fight for that, except for what he's saying is wrong. What he said is wrong. He's never done it before.
It's just flat wrong, and that's the problem. You've got most of the jobs, specifically in an area like the North State, are created by small businesses. The definition of small business encompasses probably 90% of the jobs in the North State that are not either government or are two major employees, the hospitals. Beyond that, most of the people are small business. One family making a living, supporting maybe one, two, three other families who live a reasonable lifestyle in the North State. And to turn around and insult each and every one of those people, and I could just start, I mean, just go down the streets of Redding or any place in Shasta County, start naming off the people who are small business owners in Shasta County. It's insane.
Yeah. You know, we're having our guest at 7:30 is a small business owner. And he's doing things giving back, sport clips. He's giving back to the community, and that's why he's here to talk about that. But, you know, 99% of the businesses in the United States are small businesses. You know, that 500 and under, I think is what they say, which 500 is a lot of people, but it's still considered a small business. It's just the fact that when Obama does this, you just have to ask yourself, do you just not understand what you say? Did you get off the teleprompter? Is that
and
what that, it was?
And that's exactly it. What we have to understand is that when he makes these statements, and this really is how he feels, this is not a mistake. Yeah. This is the man coming out without the teleprompter right off the top of his head, and he's letting you know exactly who he is. When we get his filtered stuff through the teleprompters, that's what he's supposed to be saying to keep us all from absolutely going insane. But when he gets off on his own, then we know who this man is. And this man does not believe in the American way of life, the United States of America, our Constitution. He just wants to do away with all of it.
And we're going to take a break on that. Carl on the bot and Trish Clark is here as my guest host, and we've got to take a break here, and we come back. We've got people on the line. We have people. Barack Obama's on the line?
No, Cheryl Clifford.
Oh, Cheryl Clifford's on the line. Okay. Well, they think the same way, right?
Okay. No.
Just kidding,
never.
Cheryl. Just kidding, Cheryl. We come back. We want to finish up with that. We want to talk about the bullet train. We'll be right back.
If you were successful, somebody along the line gave you some help. There was a great teacher somewhere in your life. Somebody helped to create this unbelievable American system that we had that allowed you to thrive. Somebody invested in roads and bridges. If you got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
I'm attorney Lucky Jasrani, and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy change, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jasrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
The law offices of Lucky Jasrani. We can help. Call today for a free consultation. 241-3350. That's 241-3350. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
Hi folks, Bob Dunlap, your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. If you have served in the U.S. Armed Forces, National Guard, or are a reservist who has deployed to active duty, there are many programs and services available to you. On Friday, July 20th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., the Veterans Employment, Housing, and Resource Fair will be held at the Veterans Memorial Hall next to the downtown post office on Yuba Street in Reading. There will be a multitude of organizations there to assist with employment, moving into permanent housing, transportation, and medical services. A complimentary lunch and other refreshments are provided. Every veteran is welcome. please allow us to serve those of you who have served by attending the Veterans Employment, Housing, and Resource Fair. Remember, it's Friday, July the 20th at the Veterans Memorial Hall. We'll see you there.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl, Linda Bott. Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. We got Trish Clark here. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl.
7:25 in the morning, the 19th. We got to do the weather occasionally.
The weather would be a good thing, yes. Right now, we have, we're looking at 64 degrees in Reading and taking a look at the next day or so. High today, 92. Tonight, it'll be 65 and warming up a bit, mainly sunny, closing in on the 100 mark tomorrow. So enjoy the relative cool while you can. And once again, currently in Reading, we have 64. The report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, tonight's pizza night up there, even though they have other food. It's great, handmade. Each one of them is handmade in a wood-fired oven, made individually.
Yeah.
And, I mean, and there's John Stadelli's out there with his little pizza paddle turning over. Give him a call, 474-5546 for reservations because they're going to have music this weekend, as usual. Horseback riding is up there. You can go on great horseback rides. And Chicken Anselmo usually is the one that takes out the guest. Sometimes some other people do. But, you know, it's just great food, ambiance, the whole thing. Anselmo Vineyards. Okay, let's go to the phone. Cheryl Clifford.
Good morning.
Good morning, Cheryl.
I'm going to hit on a pet peeve because it goes along with what you're talking about, and that's the very term, the politically correct terminology, giving back. The very two words are meant to imply that you didn't earn what you have. You're either a Christian giver or you're not. You don't have to wait until somebody does something for you. And it seems to be very popular to say, I'm giving back, which implies you didn't earn what you have. And I refuse to use the term.
Good point, Cheryl.
Intended to do. It's a subtle mind game, you know, that implies you didn't earn what you have. And they've been doing that a long time. It's part of the socialist mindset.
Cheryl, these are the little things that a lot of people simply do not pick up, and we wonder how we got where we are, and that kind of little bit of another one that just absolutely blows me away is this constant reference to public-private partnership.
Yes, that's a win-win good thing,
and everybody buys into it, and bottom line, it absolutely is not.
That's right, and then there's another one that's human resources. Humans are not resources. Resources are for the purpose of humans to use. So if we have human resources, who's going to manage them? Those people that get college degrees and get degrees with, you know, that, like mine says, business and human resources. So I guess I'm qualified.
Carl, we need to do a show on politically correct terms.
Yeah, double speak.
And the liberals seem to be choosing what words we use, and we need to change that.
Yeah.
The tyranny of cliches, you know, and this, just read the book on, I've talked about it in the past, about people say things, and they just go, oh, yes, you know, like, I may not agree with you, but I'll defend with my life your right to say it. That's crap. Because they won't. The only ones that are going to do that are the ones that are...
That's a pet peeve of mine this morning, and that's important to people like Obama. That's his goal, is to have you think you didn't earn a thing you have, of course. And it's been obvious for a while, but I think a lot of very nice people are going along with this giving back routine, and I hope that some of them will catch on and stop using it, because it irks me.
It's not giving back. It's being torn from my bloody fingers. You know, we want more money from you. Okay. I mean, but you start seeing the way the taxes work and insurance companies all turn around and say, I've got to do this because the government's hitting us for this. I mean, you know, it's only at a certain point, you're going to pay the government more than you make. It's coming. If we leave, if Obama stays there, we're coming to that. We're going to be just like Europe, which is who he admires. He admires Europe. Why? They're self-imploding right now. We're heading down the road to be paying 55-60% of what we make on taxes, either to the feds, the state, the county, the city, you name it. They're going to add a VAT tax if we let them. But there's got to be a change, and somebody, you're right, how can he still be at 50%?
Well, and I think
the
you,
issues and stop letting them frame the issues.
That's exactly what we have to stop responding, and we have to get out ahead of it and start stating the case and be
aging John Galt.
Yeah, okay, we've got to run.
Boy, I should have worn my shirt.
Right. Okay, we got to run. Okay, we got to take a break. Hey, when we come back, we got good things. We're going to talk about sports clips and $5 varsity haircuts that money goes for Missing in America Project. We'll be right back.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are searching for direction this morning as a round of better-than-expected earnings from the likes of IBA and eBay are challenging a disappointing report on the labor market. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is just about flat. Ford is recalling more than 11,000 models of its 2013 Escape SUV with the 1.6-liter engine. The recall will repair an engine compartment fuel line, which could split and leak fuel, possibly causing a fire under the hood. The automaker has advised owners to stop driving the vehicles and contact their dealers for pickup. And think of it as a billboard in your pocket. New York's Metropolitan Transportation Authority is now selling ads on the front of its Metro cards for the first time. Ads have appeared on the back of Metro cards for years. The minimum cost is just over $20,000 for 50,000 cards. Maximum is $450,000 for 2.5 million cards. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/backup.
Play all your favorite table games right now at Wind River Casino, where locals play. We're offering everyday favorites like blackjack. You can't go wrong with the classic. It's single-deck blackjack hand-pitched more your style, three-card poker, four-card poker, Emperor's Challenge Pie Gal Poker, Lucky Lady bonuses and craps. A cut above the rest with you, the player, in mind. Offering the hottest variety of table games in the North State. Play in a bi-weekly $1,000 guaranteed 21 tournament Thursdays at 6 o'clock. Prize pool based on 40 participants. The bigger the crowd, the bigger the payout. Indulge in party in the pit from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. 7 days a week for happy hour buck bet. $1 minimum bet. Yes, that's right. $1 minimum bet. All games, all tables in the 21 pit. Ladies, play your cards right. Ladies night. Saturdays from 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. offering you a $3 minimum bet. No one else in town offers this. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. For details, log on to WindRiver.com. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Redding says, "The people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car." Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Come join the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center
Celebrate summer, celebrate life, enjoy good friends, good food, and good wine with the first annual Wine and Dine at Bernsini Vineyard. All proceeds benefit the Northern California Veterans Museum for the new Liberty Park to be located at the Redding Municipal Airport. Tickets are $35 each. You can call the museum at 378-2280. That's 378-2280. Come join us for a great evening and for a great cause.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. And it is Free Fire today, 7:35 in the morning. It is July the 19th. Hey, Bob, wait a minute. Lean over here, Bob. Right here. Put your hand up. Put it right up here. I just smacked Bob because he let another day go by. All right, 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Okay, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Oh, gosh, Espresso Joe's. What can I say about the coffee? It's just great, great prices for it. Discounts for veterans. And, of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They've got sales on cigars like you can't believe. Go down there and fill your humidors up. And they will meet or beat any price for tobacco in town. And a shout-out to Joe, who was injured in a motorcycle accident. Yeah, just broke some ribs and everything. But a shout-out to you, Joe. We think about you all the time. They've done so much for our community, Joe and Shelley from Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, and before we get to our guests, I want to talk about that just for a second. Motorcycle was killed yesterday.
Yeah.
He was killed as he was driving down the road, and somebody made a left turn in front of him. He hit the back end of the SUV and died from impact and sliding down the road. Having been hit like that before, where the guy turned into me going down the road, it was only due to my Superman constitution that I lived through it. But this is the most prevalent type of accident, besides, you know, the single driver can't control his bike and he goes off the road, is somebody turning in front of him or pulling out in front of a motorcyclist. You need to look, my friends. You need to look when you're going down the street. You can't just think you see. Take a good look at what's coming down the street. He had no chance. When the woman pulled in front of him, his life ended right there, as he knew it.
We as drivers, and I think we're all guilty of it from time to time, we need to be more vigilant. We do it by rote. We need to stop and pay attention to when we're driving. We travel the same roads. We go. We're not even sure exactly where we're at. We need to stop and concentrate on our driving. Too many things going on. We're eating. We're drinking coffee. We're texting. We're using our cell phones, all of which are against the law. I mean, all these things we're not supposed to do, but you're right. We need to watch out for the bike riders, the motorcycle riders, the things that are out of the ordinary, and stop just driving down the same road. That's everybody right. Needs to make an effort.
Yeah, you need to make an effort. You know, a lot of motorcycles out there. We have a lot of people riding out here. You need to take a look and not see what you think you see. Think for motorcycle, bicycles, think pedestrians. Okay, hey, we've got somebody here. We're going to be, Missing in America Project, where they go and find the remains of veterans who have never been claimed. And this is something that Fred Slonny started like 4 years ago. And there's just thousands, maybe even hundreds of thousands of these remains that are left throughout the United States that nobody claims for whatever reason. Maybe they both died. Maybe he was homeless. Maybe lived, there's nobody left in his family.
And,
maybe
and
nobody
maybe
knew
the
where
family,
he was.
There you have. Yeah. Maybe the family just
doesn't know where he was. And so they have to be kept. So Solanti and the Missing America Project, now that the word's gotten out, is funeral homes call them. They make a check. They get the guy's name, and they make a check or family, and find out they're veterans, and they're buried with dignity and with full honors at a military cemetery. Well, but this is not free. Everybody volunteers their time for this. So there's a variety of fundraisers, and we have with us today Bill Sanders, the Sports Clips in Palm Beach Tan. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
You've leaned into this.
Yes.
And tell everybody what you're going to be doing to help raise money for Missing in America.
Well, the main part of it is the 21st from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're going to have a radio remote out there. We're going to also do the whole weekend. Sport Clips will be giving $5 haircuts And all of that goes to the Missing in America project. All the proceeds for that whole weekend will
do
that.
You said a $5 what? Varsity haircut?
Varsity haircut, yeah.
Is that kind of like what you've got right there?
No. Mine's the buzz cut. Okay. Mine's real easy.
What's a varsity haircut?
Varsity is, Sport Clips is geared towards guys, very sports oriented. Flat screen TVs right in front of you where you're getting your haircut, sports going. No chemicals, anything like that. It's just, it's a guy's place. It's replacing the barbershop that's kind of gone away. And
bring it back.
Yeah, well, a new version of it, I guess, would be it. But the varsity is their term for a standard haircut.
Okay.
You know,
standard haircut.
Yeah, it's a standard haircut. Our signature service is the MVP, which is includes a shampoo with a scalp, shoulder, and neck massage, and a hot towel treatment.
So, didn't get that at a barbershop.
No, you can, but it's in the Philippines. And then they forget to cut your hair.
Yeah.
Okay. The all right, so you're going to charge $5 for a regular haircut.
Yep.
And will all of the proceeds?
Yeah.
You're donating it all to
yep,
the Missing
everything,
America.
All the $5 haircuts are going to the Missing in America project that whole weekend for Sport Clips. And again, on Saturday, during 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Missing America Project will be out there barbecuing, and again, $5 plate, it all goes to them, and then we're also, hosting a car wash. Same thing, $5 car wash, everything goes to the Missing America
and
Project.
And a coupon to, your tanning place.
Yeah, and then Palm Beach Tan's gonna kick in what we call 10 tan dollars to go in there and spend, pretty much on anything but sales tax.
Okay.
And
all right, so this is going to be, this Saturday.
Yeah, this Saturday is coming up, yep.
Okay, and it's going to be where?
It's going to be at Sport Clips, which is 1750 Churn Creek Road in the Shasta Center. You're not going to be able to miss us.
Near Kubler's Furniture.
Yeah, right in between.
In the Palm Beach Tan. I think Linda goes there.
Yeah.
So okay, we want to talk. Okay, you know, this is a really good thing you're doing. Again, it's to raise money and to help those veterans that were never claimed. I mean, they're just kind of like missing, you know, and Missing in America Project. That's the story and why they're doing it. We got to take a break. We're going to come back. I got some tickets to give away, but we also want to talk to Bill a little bit about tanning because I have questions about tanning too. Because Bill shared something with us at the break that just, you know, I levitated
on
this one. And, no, it's a good thing.
Yeah,
you know,
I know.
It's, you know, again, our government.
People need to realize the real world impact of what's happening.
Yeah. I mean, you don't know something until somebody who's in that business tells you, and then it's like, oh my gosh. Or what is it? OMG? We'll be right back.
Signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs.
We do them.
Vehicle wraps.
We do them.
If it's a sign.
We do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign.
Sign a monster truck, Reed. Could you redo that, please? Thank you.
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work done, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, and all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl to architectural, to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps, to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we're fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install it when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing for many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223 223- 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:45 in the morning, July the 19th. I've already smacked Bob for letting another day go by. 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. The chat room's in there rolling. Linda is it's Thursday, so Trish Clark is here.
Good morning, Carl.
And, you know, Linda, I don't reach over and kiss her during the breaks. No.
No, he does not.
No, Bob does. Yeah, and I'm getting a little bit embarrassed by it. And I hope Brenda's not listening.
You get me in trouble with Brenda. And,
I'm getting uncomfortable.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to give away two tickets to Kids Unlimited. That's right, Kids Unlimited. They have, as you know, they have their show tonight, Friday, Saturday, and a matinee on Saturday at 2. And they're at 7 o'clock tonight, 7 o'clock tomorrow night, matinee at 2 on Saturday, and 7 o'clock Saturday night. And I have two tickets good for any show. This voucher I have is good for any performance. So the first person that calls, 530-605-4567, you get two tickets worth $8,422.
If you have not been to a performance of Kids Unlimited, you just have no idea
how good it is.
Boy, it's beyond. It's not about kids. It's
entertainment.
It is just incredible. Incredible.
605-4567. If you want tickets, I have two tickets to Kids Unlimited. Hey, our guest is Bill Sanders, Sports Clips in Palm Beach, Tan.
And you're small business owner.
A small business owner. Tell us something about yourself, Bill. You're from around here mostly.
Yeah, I pretty much have lived here since 77 or 78, other than a few stints away for about a year. But yeah, pretty much. Raised here and lived here my whole life.
Okay, and you were a fireman, firefighter.
Yeah, at one point.
At one point.
Yep, lost that career and can't do much with a fire science degree, so tried to figure out what to do. And I'm not a corporate guy or a 9-to-5 person, so we decided to open a business.
And so, what did you open first?
We started with Palm Beach Tan.
Now, tanning.
Okay.
You know. I never realized, after 30 years in the Corps and living in America, what a big thing tanning booths were until I married Linda. Linda loves them. I mean, she loves the tanning. I mean, she says, you know, when you go out on the stage, that's part of what she does to get ready. And a lot of other entertainers, most entertainers do that, is they go out and they get this tan. So I've learned since then about tanning. Okay, so you started the Palm Beach Tans here in town.
Yep.
And then you went to...
Sports Clips.
Yep. So, and y'all are in the same...
Same shopping center.
Same shopping center. Okay.
Across the parking
lot. Bill, by the way, you've won two tickets to Kids Unlimited. We'll have them here at 1326 Market Street. Just come on down and get them. Let's talk about tanning just for a second.
Okay.
The state of California.
Yes.
Which is, at the very best, at the very least, a nanny state. Yes. Have said that, even with permission... A kid under the age of 18, which is old enough to go to combat, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, you can enlist in the Marine Corps with your parents' permission, and by the time you're 18, you could have been in combat. We have 14-year-olds fighting in World War II. But if a person under the age of 18, even with parents' permission, can't be tanned, am I reading that right?
That's correct. It used to be under 18 with permission.
Uh-huh.
But now they've, this last year, they've actually passed that they can't do it at all.
They can't do it at all.
Yeah. They can do the spray tanning, but not the traditional tanning.
Do you, I mean, did this have an impact on you?
I mean,
I don't know how big a thing that was.
Yeah, it for us in particular, Palm Beach Tan, not so much, but there are other tanning salons that it's going to have a strong impact on. Our model's a little different, and we're actually, most people think tanning is a teenager. Our model is not. Our core demographic is probably that 30 to 45.
But beyond whether it impacted, are my parental rights to decide what my children can and cannot do?
Yeah, that was my issue with this.
I mean, the
state out of my
house,
and that, it wasn't, you're right, that's where I was going with this thing. But the state can send your daughter to get an abortion.
Without
telling you. Can't give her an aspirin, but can send her to get an abortion.
An aspirin in school without, even with a parent's permission, unless they do all these hoops. But they can't tan?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this is...
it has a negative impact on a lot of businesses out there. We were just very fortunate. I mean, it impacted us, but not... we were just fortunate.
Yeah. Well, Linda's into the spray tans.
Yep.
And so... We have a great story about that.
I think so, and we'll move right along.
And the, I'm sorry. Yeah, it didn't have anything to do with the spray can or something else. And so, okay, we got to take a break, but I want to come back and I want to talk about, you know, that, again, what you're doing, which is a great thing. We appreciate this, you know, Bill and Sports Clips and for doing this thing for the Missing America Project. But we also want to talk about, you had something that impacted on you a couple of years ago that people probably have no idea what happened. And we didn't know until this has to do with the health care bill. So we're going to come right back and talk.
It doesn't take effect till 2014.
Right. Yeah, sure. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, Linda's getting ready for the show tonight. And Trish Clark is here, and she is just fired up. We've got to watch out.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Redding says, "The people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car." Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Hello, this is Mark with SuperClean. You're probably already aware that black mold can be a major health risk to your family and pets. But did you know that much of this bacteria can enter your home from your shoes coming in contact with your own moldy sidewalks and driveways? SuperClean's cleaning and treatment process can wipe out dangerous mold and those ugly black stains, bringing back that super clean look. So call us at 339-5882. That's 339-5882 for a free estimate and get super clean.
I'm here with Joe Adamson of Adamson's Peak Performance. What's going on at Adamson's?
Hi, Rachel. Summer's here, and you know what that means. Swimsuits, shorts, tank tops. Now's the time to get started. Virtually every client that comes to Adamson's Peak Performance wants three things: lose fat, look better, and feel healthier. We've developed a personal training and nutrition program that accomplishes just that.
Can you tell us a little bit about this program?
Yes, it's called the New Body 180 because it's 180 days long and because it includes everything you need to make a 180-degree change in the way you look and feel.
Well, I hear you've had some really great results with this program.
We've had women lose up to 3 jean sizes in just the first 12 weeks.
To get started or for more information on the New Body 180, call Steve at 221-8006 or go online to adamsonspeakperformance.com. Get the New Body 180. Turn your life around with Adamson's Peak Performance.
Three little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Dhanuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247 247- 1425.
The Salvation Army presents its 5th annual golf tournament and auction on July 20th at Riverview Golf and Country Club. The golf tournament is sponsored by Redding Elks Lodge No. 1073 and is designed to help send underprivileged kids to camp. If you would like to help make a difference in a child's life, contact the Salvation Army here in Redding at 222-2207. The Salvation Army's 5th annual golf tournament and auction on July 20th at Riverview Golf and Country Club with a shotgun start of 8 a.m.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebaugh. Linda's show is on the spot with Lindebaugh tonight. And Trish Clark is ably standing here.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, North State.
And we have our guest today, Bill Sanders, owner of Sports Clips, and also Palm Beach Tan. We want to thank you for what you're doing. He's putting on an event for this Saturday down on at 1750 Churn Creek Road down there in the Keebler's Furniture area. $5 varsity haircuts, barbecue, $5 a plate, car wash and coupon to Palm Beach Tan for $5. A lot of $5 into this, and all the proceeds are going to Missing in America Project. And we can't tell you how much we appreciate this, Bill. And, okay, now, you said something when Trish and I were rolling around on the ground screaming about taxes and everything, and you said, well, in the tanning industry, you all got hit with a tax 2 years ago. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, can you explain that one?
It's a 10% service tax. As you know, California's never been taxed on services, but now we are. It's tied into the Health Care Reform Act, and they hit the tanning industry. So everybody that tans, your prices went up 10%.
See, and here's the deal. We always are told that this health care thing that just went through the courts, and now it's a tax, it isn't a health care, and all these things, that it was all going to take effect in 2014. And yet if you talk to your doctors, you talk to your labs, you talk to insurance companies, you talk to all these things, they've been getting zinged with this from day one because it's got so much stuff in it that doesn't have anything to do with health care. And now 2 years ago? You get hit with this, or a year and a half ago?
Yeah, it was about 2 years ago. Summer. Yeah. 2 years ago, summer. Yeah.
So even if, here's the deal, even if we get lucky and we get a president who is going to try and overturn this, how do you pull back this thing that's already reached into every segment of our
surcharge,
society? How do you get rid of it?
I don't know.
How do you get rid of all those parts?
Well, because, and I'll tell you, so it hits you. I mean, they were going to do it to plastic surgeons or something like that. Was that the idea?
Yeah, originally it was called the Botox tax.
Uh-huh.
And then it got switched to the last minute to the tanning industry.
To the tanning industry. Okay. So because you didn't have a strong enough, what do you call them up there, those money-taking, lobbyist.
That would be my guess.
Yeah. So, okay, so... And you're right, because now you're paying it. It will never, ever go away.
Yeah, the government's not real good about giving stuff back.
And even though they say, we're going to do this because of the health care, doing that health care thing, you'll never see it go away.
There are so many things in that bill that the American people have no clue. I don't know how you get rid of it ever.
Well, I don't know either, because once it's... Yeah, I think it's kind of like that weed that grows inside, you know, on your flowers that kind of entwines itself around.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't, you know, you try to get it out, you try to eradicate it, and then one day the flower's dead, but the weed is strong. Okay, hey, we want to thank again. I want to thank Bill Sanders from Sports Clips and Palm Beach Tan. I know you didn't expect to walk in here and get in the middle of this, but but nobody's safe once you walk into the studio. But we appreciate what you're doing, and the fact is you're a small business owner. We're all over that, and we congratulate you for that.
Well, thank you, and it's you know, like you said, it's an honor to help the Missing in America Project because they're doing some good stuff, and whatever we can do to help, and it's tough out there. So
yeah. It is. What are your hours?
Sport Clips were Monday through Friday, 9 to 8, and then Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 6.
Okay. And 46 chairs in the waiting, or is it?
46 chairs, no. We have 8 cutting chairs, we got a nice big lobby, everything in there. It's geared towards guys. It's sports all the time. You watch sports, we cut hair. You even have a big 32-inch high-definition TV right in front of where you're getting your hair cut.
Perfect.
Okay. All right.
So, yeah.
Okay. Thanks a lot again for what you do. And, you know, and for the information, I just was, you know, I'm just astounded by that, you know, the 10%. But you know what? Once you mentioned it, I kind of remembered that happened, and people were squealing then. And it's just going to get worse, services.
Absolutely.
Because the other one, the Botox and all that, plus they're going to tax wheelchairs. Why would you tax wheelchairs? We got to run. When we come back, I think Rob Burles is going to be on from the Northern California Veterans Heritage Museum. And we'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda, of course, is getting ready for the show tonight, and we have Trish Clark. It is 7:59 in the morning, July the 19th. It's 64 degrees out there. We'll be right back.
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Platter. Russia and China have blocked America's push for new UN sanctions against Syria. Live with more from New York and Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley.
The UN Council had 11 yes votes, but Russia and China have vetoed the resolution while Pakistan and South Africa abstained. This despite top Western leaders' urgings that the resolution was crucial with civil war in Syria possibly imminent.
Today, July 19th, we now count 17,000 dead, men, women, children. We mourn their memory alongside the Syrian people. And Russia and China have just for the third time exercised their veto.
France's ambassador to the UN clearly unhappy about the veto. Ron?
Courtney, President Obama is heading to Florida. He'll make campaign appearances in Jacksonville and West Palm Beach. Polls show no more than a few percentage points between him there and Mitt Romney, who is taking the day off from the campaign. During speeches in Ohio yesterday, Romney did not talk about calls for him to release more of his tax records. The concern from Republicans and Democrats about government security leaks up for discussion again in Congress. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern reports live from Washington.
The House Armed Services Committee is meeting behind closed doors to get an update from Defense Secretary Leon Panetta and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Have you taken any action yourself to try to find out more about how they occurred and why high-level administration officials were involved?
No, I have not myself, Mr. Chairman, but others are looking into the source of the leaks.
Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano, meantime, facing questions from House Judiciary Committee Chair Lamar Smith. Republicans criticize the administration for not appointing outside counsel to investigate those leaks. Ron.
Jared, another drop in fixed-rate mortgages. The average on a 30-year loan now down to 3.53%. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
As a young Raytheon engineer in 1945, Percy Spencer should have been hard at work on military radar. Instead, he was distracted and a bit angry at the spreading stain on his trousers. A candy bar had melted in his pocket. After a moment's thought, Percy connected two unlikely elements. The device he tinkered with, a microwave-emitting magnetron, and that gooey chocolate. As you might suspect, Percy Spencer had stumbled into the technology behind the microwave oven. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Messes happen, and stains are a pain. But be mindful. Give in to life's little problems, and you miss your chance to really clean up in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Zimmerman says his daily prayers include the teenager he killed and the family that's in mourning, a family that says it's skeptical. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown is live in Florida.
Ron Zimmerman claims he felt Trayvon Martin intended to end his life.
Cursing, telling me to shut up. And then finally telling me he was going to kill me.
Speaking on Hannity, that's why he would eventually shoot the unarmed teen, but he does express sorrow for Martin's parents over the loss of their son. Tracy Martin is the teen's father.
I think it's too much to ask of us to forgive the guy that don't even regret taking our son's life.
Zimmerman is out of jail on $1 million bond, waiting to be tried for second-degree murder, Ron.
Eben, echoing others in Israel's government, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he suspects a Hezbollah mission backed by Iran was responsible for the bombing of a bus in Bulgaria yesterday, a bus full of Israeli tourists. 8 people, including the attacker, died in the explosion. You might say this is a different way of fighting fire with fire.
Doctors have a new tool to reverse egg allergies in children. Eggs.
Incredible edible eggs.
By giving some children and teens tiny daily doses of problem foods, it gradually trains their immune systems to accept them. Doctors have already done this with peanuts in some cases. But a warning, don't try this yourself. The researchers say it takes special products, a year or more, and close supervision because severe reactions remain a risk. The findings of the study are in Thursday's New England Journal of Medicine. Sal Chiancrisso, Fox News Radio.
Comic actor Fred Willard was arrested last night in Hollywood. Vice officers say a routine inspection of an adult movie theater led them to Willard. The comic actor in his 70s booked on a lewd conduct charge and released. Willard is known for his recent work as Phil Dunphy's dad on Modern Family and in the movie Anchorman. I'm Ron Flatter, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda. About 8:05 in the morning, July the 19th. 530-605-4567 is our phone lines, and KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat pack and join us for questions and just comments and get into little arguments with yourselves. Linda, it's Thursday. We have On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight, and Trish Clark is here. Hello, Trish.
Good morning, Carl. This has just been a fun hour so far. I'm looking forward to another hour of good conversation.
We were able to release all the endorphins in our body talking about things that have happened in the national level. We're going to be talking about things that have just happened here that have a huge impact right here in Reading. But before we do that, we're going to talk to Chris Lasondek of our Wells Fargo Advisors for our Market Minute. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over 90 minutes into today's trading, and the markets are in positive territory. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 33 points at 12,942. The S&P 500 is adding 4 points at 1,377, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 23 points at 2,966. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 208 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Cisco Systems down a nickel at $16.64, Intel's off 18 cents at $26.03, Microsoft up 22 cents at $30.66, while Apple's up $4.88 at $610.98. Of local interest, PG&E down 13 cents at $45.13, AT&T is off 40 cents at $35.80, and Tri-County's Bank down 17 cents at $15.16 a share. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.5%. The 2-year treasury is yielding 0.21. Oil's up $1.87 a barrel at $91.74. And precious metals are higher, with gold up $15.21 an ounce at $15.87.50, while silver's up 24 cents at $27.38 an ounce. This is Chris Lasondek at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo update Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 in the morning. They tell us what's going on down there or over there in Wall Street, if anybody knows. So head on down to Park Marina Drive to Wells Fargo Advisors. Go down and talk to Chris and Susan and Kathy and Josh. Find out what's going on with the market, and they're going to give you great advice. That's Wells Fargo Advisors. Okay, before we take our break, let me see here. We got Rob Burrows coming in. He's coming in to clear it hot, so he'll come skidding through the door here at some point. Well, I tell you what, let's take our break now. We'll come back. I want to talk about the water. There's been a big ruling on water usage, and it has a huge impact on Reading and the surrounding areas of up here in the North State. So we'll be right back with that. Trish Clark, Carl Bott, 8:08 in the morning. Miss a day, miss a lot.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Reading says, "The people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car." Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Did you know that 45 million Americans suffer from chronic daily headaches and related pain?
Many more suffer from back, knee, shoulder, and other joint pains, and if left untreated, they can often become much bigger problems, even life-threatening ones. The truth is, there is a solution for a vast majority of pain sufferers, and it comes in the form of free information. I'm Dr. Todd Royce of Chiropractic First. You may have heard my radio show on this station, and I would like to offer you this solution totally risk-free. Just call 243-0889 and ask for a copy of my free exclusive report, The Top 5 Most Dangerous Trends Preventing Health and Happiness and What to Do About Them. The information in this report is based on over $8 million in research and has helped thousands in the North State lead healthier, pain-free lives. When you do, you'll have the opportunity to attend our free, no-obligation live seminar covering these topics that more than likely are affecting you and your family today. Call 243-0889, that's 243-0889, and remember, it's risk-free.
I'm attorney Lucky Jasrani, and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy change, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jasrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
The law offices of Lucky Jasrani. We can help. Call today for a free consultation. 241-3350. That's 241-3350. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
You look frustrated. What's wrong?
I can't find a dress for my daughter for her graduation.
Have you been to Susie's?
Susie's?
Susie's has great party dresses, and they register your dress so...
Well, you're not going to see someone else wearing the same dress.
Well, what if they don't have the right size or color?
Susie's can do anything, even special order sizes 0 to 24 and tons of colors.
Perfect. I've got to get to Susie's right now.
Wait for me.
Susie's, 1796 Turn Creek Road in the Shasta Center next to Palm Beach Tan.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:12 in the morning, July the 19th. Carl Bott and Trish Clark here. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Go on down there and get that great cup of coffee from Espresso Joe's or those icy drinks when it gets hotter in the day. Of course, going in, and they will meet or beat any prices for tobacco in this town. They are having a great cigar sale there in their humidor. They're anything you could possibly want in coffee and accoutrements, like for making coffee, beans for sale, the whole thing. They do so much for our community. Veterans get discounts there, the community room. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, and a shout-out to Joe. Joe, I hope you're feeling better today. Got to watch that thing, you know. You take in those corners at 143 miles an hour. Okay, maybe not that fast. Okay. Trish, good morning.
Good morning.
The water.
Water is, you know, water in the North State, and I just say to all of the local elected officials, even though this is like a statewide issue and a federal issue, all of our elected officials in the North State, for their little water boards, for our city councils, for the Board of Supervisors, constantly have to be watching out for what's happening with our water. This is a great decision that says that the water rights, the contracts from, I believe, back in the 60s, are good and will continue to get the water. And this really impacts acid down in the South County and actually throughout Shasta County. They have one of the best contracts for water for local people and the city of Redding, who we get our water out.
Duvernay said this has really helped us.
It's a huge issue, and we are the area of origin, and we have those rights, but they're constantly working through every environmental agency to try to take that water away from us and change those contracts. So this is a major decision.
And 2-1 in the 9th U.S. Circuit Court, so I don't know if it's going to be appealed or not, but this goes across, goes across all of Northern California and a slew of water districts here. And because environmental groups allege the Bureau didn't properly check its contracts against the Endangered Species Act. Here it raises its hand again. Its head is, you know, the environmentalists that would love to shut down the North State completely.
Well, and that's the whole issue. You yeah. control the water. You control where people are and the area of origin. You know, when we talked about separating the state, mm-hmm. one of the issues that everybody jumped up about and said, well, you can't do that because the North State has the water. Well, it's federally controlled, the bulk of it. There's the water contracts that are in place. And even if we separated the state, those water rights, and we just constantly need to be vigilant in protecting our area of origin rights and those contracts that protect the water in the North State.
Well, you know, the feds on the same page, and it's got, you know, Record Searchlight. It's a good article, by the way, Record Searchlight. Hoorah for Sean. Feds urge more water to prevent salmon kill. Now, see, they're going. They want
and water is
they
a
want,
constant issue.
That's it. You know what do they say? Whiskey's for drinking, water's for fighting. I just talked to John Lopey, sheriff up in Siskiyou County. That battle is still going on because this doesn't affect them.
No,
this is the state of California going after people's individual water rights that they've had as part of their land, as part of their homesteads, and all this thing. They're going after their water. So this is a different thing.
And then they attack you from every area. Like you say, there's issues that happen within the county, with our water district here, and those different things. The water rights that are given every year based on the rainfall in the state, and even if you have the contracts for the water, then they cut down and farmers only get so much and domestic only gets so much. So it's something, I guess, you can't ever stop thinking about it. If you need to be watching and taking consideration all of the acts that are going on that impact the water, because mm-hmm. it's what makes this whole country work.
Oh, it
work.
Is. And, you know, and by the way, the salmon run started, and people are saying the salmon run is great.
That's what I'm
the
hearing
salmon
from the
run
guys.
Is great. It's up the Red Bluff now. I talked to an outfitter yesterday, but you know, the salmon. There's so many salmon in the ocean that the fishing boats are going out and everybody limited out early. Early in the morning, and then they went out after halibut. I mean, the salmon are back, talking to Frank Galusha. You know, the food is back in the habitat,
and
here they come.
And there you go. So all of the stuff that we supposedly did to impact that
had nothing to do with it.
Had nothing, absolutely nothing to do with it.
That's
now
right.
The food is back.
In the ocean. That's right.
The salmon are back in close where they should be. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, and you know, and so you know, the point is that. The salmon are back. The resource that we have up here in this water is just so important. And frankly, this is not something I really paid attention to until I moved up here.
It's a huge issue. Until I moved
into Northern California, and then at that point, it became such an issue. And then with the radio station, it comes even more because people are always calling and talking about this, the problems with water.
Any of our elected officials, when you're talking to people that are running for the city council, for the board of supervisors, one of the things you always need to talk to them about is, what do you know about the water in the North State, and what are you going to do to help us protect it? Because it's an ongoing issue, and we need people on the ground here who are constantly watching what they're doing at the state and federal level and making sure that our rights, our area of origin rights, our good contracts are protected.
Well, we have to. Hey, Senior Chief Rob Burrows just came. I heard this, and then this flame, and then here comes flame off here.
Good morning.
How you doing, Rob?
Very good.
Hey, I didn't mean to wake you up this morning.
Well, no, I just came back from Phoenix, 24-hour drive, and so it's still catching up with me.
Yeah, you know, I know. You went down to visit your son.
My Marine Corps son.
That's right. Well, he's not in the Marines anymore.
No, well, he's on his 4 years of IRR, so they
okay.
can still call him back
they
anytime.
They can still get him, man.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, you know, he got me. I was 58. They call. I was like, so tell him, just, you know. Yeah, you think you're
yeah,
right. Then they come back and dangle things in front of you. Hey, you want to come back in here and take a look at some of this stuff? Yeah. Oh, okay. Saw your other son up in Ensamos.
Yeah, he's doing well.
He is doing well up there. He's a good man, too. You get both your sons. Lots
Thank
to be
you.
Proud of. We're talking water. And nothing so far about the museum, but water and how important it is to our area. This contract that was just signed, or they just said the contracts were good, has nothing to do with Siskiyou County, and I just saw where they're raising the water rates in Chico, I believe, and a couple other spots. I mean, a lot. They're raising them a lot for the city itself.
What we pay for water in the North State is minuscule compared to a lot of places. Water is a huge issue, and of course, the less you have of it, the bigger issue it is. But we need to just, I keep saying, we need to just be ever vigilant to protect what we've got.
Okay. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got Senior Chief Rob Burrows here from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
You got it right.
It's only been 3 years. And we'll be back. We're going to talk about what's going on with that and some other things, too. We've got a couple other things I just saw. I may have to talk about the high-speed train one more time. I mean, I haven't talked about it yet. I've got to talk about it at least once before the morning's gone. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, miss a day, miss a lot.
Your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Wow, Sugar Bear. I guess people really are excited for Clobster Fest at Black Bear Diner.
Can't say I blame them, can you?
Nope, not when they can have delicious one-of-a-kind dishes like creamy macaroni and cheese topped with garlic butter sautéed lobster sensations. Or how about our lobster eggs benedict with fresh asparagus? We're going to serve that all day long.
Well, don't forget our lobster chop salad with bacon ranch dressing and the very best thing that's ever been placed on a tortilla, spicy lobster tacos.
Righto. And starting at just $9.99, I guess we're going to have a big crowd on our hands, Sugar. Well, better open the door. Give me the key.
I don't have the key. I thought you had it.
What? I don't have the key. You always are the one that...
Lobster Fest, a unique seafood experience for a limited time only at Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hey, there you go.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. And what's the name of that tune?
Anchors Away.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, that's because I've
somebody
got,
had to drive the boat.
I've got, yeah. Yeah, and then leave us later. Okay, no, this is Carl Linda Bott. Linda is getting ready for, preparing for On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. And so, Trish, it's Thursday. And even if there wasn't On the Spot with Linda Bott, we have Trish Clark with us. She loves coming here.
I do.
We love having you here.
I'm just having a great time.
Boy, she got fired up. Hey, I tell you what, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, Ram dealership right here in Reading. They're your neighbors. They're going to give you a great deal. They've got something for you, whether it's previously owned or brand new. And after they sell it to you with a great price and a great deal, they're going to maintain it for you. And you're going to be happy with it. And it's a local business right here, my friends. Tax money stays here. Yeah, you know, everything that goes along with it stays in Reading. And they have a great selection of vehicles. Reading Crown Motors, stop by 555 Cypress Avenue or give them a call at 223-2177. Tell them that you heard it on Free Fire Radio from the lips of Carl Bott. Okay, maybe you don't want to tell them about the lips part.
Yeah.
Yeah, bad Bob's over going, yeah, don't tell them that. Don't tell them that. Our guest is a senior chief, Rob Burrows.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Very good.
What? Turn that down there, Bob, before he blows out all the transistors in the place. Yeah, you do. What's going on with the museum?
Right now, we're pressing forward. We're still working on the environmental impact report for the property with the city of Reading there at the Reading Municipal Airport. We've sent our tests forward to the state through our EIR company that's working with us in that program. And so we're waiting for them to let us know if there was enough rainwater for this last year for the testing. And they're going to take a look at all the survey and all the results and say, well, either there is or there isn't. But we're fortunate that they have not found anything in that area as far as red flags for either plant life or animal life. And so that's a major deal. But the biggest thing is if they accept our the water survey that has been turned into the state of California. And if they do, then we can move forward past the EIR program.
But, are you aware that the EIR process of your permit will take longer than any other thing you do?
Including
construction?
Well, and also...
And
that's what I was going to say. That's what we're raising money for right now is to pay the environmental impact report. I mean, it's just ridiculous. We're not able to do what we need to do for our veterans and for our community. But we have to pay for the EIR.
No. And you know what? The EIR, and I'm not sure which one. It could have been Cheryl. It could have been somebody else when we were running for office. And you know what? Yes, let's do an environmental report impact. But let's do it so it's, you know, that it's easy on the businesses, that it doesn't harm the businesses, that doesn't keep the businesses from moving forward and put them into a hole. I mean, there's something wrong with it. With an environmental impact report, you've got to take, you know, you've got to borrow money to put on the cost of opening a business, and it's not just $1,000.
Well, we're not a business. We're a nonprofit.
You're a nonprofit.
And the point that you just made, if we got enough rainfall this year to do the testing, oops, what if we didn't get enough rainfall?
That's a big question mark right now.
Then we've got to wait another year.
Entire year plus fees for retesting.
Plus fees to do this little test to see for some little silly animal like a fairy shrimp that develops in the ruts of every tractor that goes across a piece of land.
Well, wait a minute. I thought that, what's his face? Glenn Hawes had all the fairy shrimp trapped in one spot. And that you could buy from
well,
special.
You can pay that exorbitant. Well,
the fairy shrimp.
Well, it's
franchise?
Either we pay for one or we pay for the other.
What about the franchise he has there? Doesn't he have a fairy shrimp franchise that he sells you pieces of fairy shrimp? Isn't that how? I mean,
it's called the mitigation bank, actually.
Oh.
I'm not sure how that works.
Do you put fairy shrimp in it and can take them out later? What? The fairy shrimp bank?
Serve them with a Caesar salad?
Yeah, that's right. In a little, you know, in a wooden bowl, kind of little fairy shrimp.
It's just very frustrating to have to try to step forward with the program.
I am not making fun of this.
I understand.
That's the serious part of this.
You mean if it doesn't rain enough, you can't go forward?
There has to be X amount of rain for the test to be viable, and that's what we're finding out for the state of California, if they're going to accept that or not.
Thugs.
If they don't accept that, then we restart the process all over again.
Does the money you paid already stay there?
No,
you got to start all over again?
I have to pay a technician to come out and to retest again. So it's like
this
a failed smog.
I just have to say, you know, we've gone beyond reasonableness and reality in all of these testings and stuff. And doggone it, you know, there's nobody in the world, the conservative part of this state. We love the outdoors. We love our environment. We don't want dirty water. We don't want dirty air. We don't want all those things. We want we protect our environment better than most.
Oh, immensely. Have you been on the other side of the world lately? The United States is pristine.
But come on. There's got to be a line that you draw that says, if we've tested a piece of land out at the airport that's 100 feet from the one we're testing now for this, can we not look at some of those reports and make some assumptions about this piece of land right next to it?
No. We can't because we don't want you to build. We want to make it as hard as we can. Now, here's the other thing, too, as long as we've got a couple of minutes left. And we talk about, you know, this is really important, what you two are saying, is how we take care of our assets and our resources. And Cheryl Clifford said, you know, they're resources. Humans are not resources. We use resources. And if we're going to use resources, we need to be wise about it. So here we are wanting to put up a long-term plan for energy with this biomass from Sierra Pacific, and the environmentalists are fighting it like crazy because of short term. Oh, in the short term, it's like this, but then they admit in the long term, it's good because it takes away, you know, having to use fossil fuels, and you use biomass that's going to help the environment. It's going to, you know, you clear out areas so that you don't have as many fires. The whole thing.
Creates jobs.
It creates jobs. And so they're fighting it from both sides. It's like, it's not only do we want you not to do things that are good for the environment, we want to stop you from doing good things for the environment. And by the way, when you're over here, we're going to stop that too.
Well, and the bottom line with the environmental community is they simply want us off of their land. They don't want us doing anything any place in their environment.
But we're the taxpayers. Our land is not their land.
And here's,
but they've
and
forgotten
here's the
that, and we
too.
Forgot to remind them.
You know, the other thing, too, is Kurt Largent came back. The reason that the wild animal population in Africa is thriving is for one reason, the hunters. They pay in so much to keep these animals viable. Otherwise, there'd be no reason to keep them. They take the land and they do other things with it. Same thing with our hunters and fishermen here. That the cost of the licenses is the only reason the conservation programs work here. We got to run. Okay, we got a few seconds here. Rob Burrows, and we have nothing to do talking about as far as the museum finding out new things are going on, but we are complaining about the government. You know what? I don't want this to sound like a bitch session, but we'll be right back.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. Clashes on the ground in Syria, while in the UN, diplomatic clashes on how to end the violence. Susan Rice, U.S. Ambassador to the UN, blasting Russia and China's veto of a Western-backed resolution.
It is a shame this council was unwilling to do so.
The resolution threatening non-military sanctions against Syria, aimed at stepping up pressure on President Bashar Assad's government to end the conflict, and a child abduction attempt caught on tape in Philadelphia.
Get this scum off our streets. I have never seen a video like this. This is completely insane.
Philadelphia Mayor Michael Nutter on the surveillance tape, which showed a suspect grabbing a 10-year-old girl, putting his hand over her mouth, and repeatedly trying to drag her away from her screaming 2-year-old brother. The man finally fled in a car. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank, flashlight, and radio, 4 blankets, 2 tube tents, first aid kits, food for 2 people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with the hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
Hi there, I'm Kurt Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest, quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kurt Taylor, and let's set your appointment today, 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR. And this is Free Fire today.
Boy,
8:35 in the morning, July the 19th, 530. You can join in on this. You know, we're going to be talking Northern California veterans, but now we're going to be talking a whole lot of other things at this point. 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And it is fired up in here. Cheryl Clifford is giving us a tutorial about treaties. And you know what? We can get into that, too. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Take a step back into time, a barbershop, man's last stronghold. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors. Shave around your neck, shave around your ears. Catch up on your reading with Guns and Ammo and National Geographic. And, you know, you could go in there, Trish. You're perfectly welcome to go in there and sit down as long as you didn't say anything. Nah, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Linda goes in and catches up on Car and Track. Anyway, that's Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off, yeah, they've got it all. You've been there before. Yeah. Right off Athens Avenue, Cypress Square Shopping Center. Okay, our guest is Senior Chief Rob Burrows from Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. We're talking about the morass he's had to go through just with environmental. And that's really we wanted to talk about what's new at the museum. You know, if you've got any new exhibits.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about that.
I just came back roughly 6 weeks ago from Edwards Air Force Base in Southern California. We've developed a relationship with NASA. And NASA is going to, in September, we're going to start receiving different space shuttle items and things along that line from NASA on a rotating basis. And we've been working for the last 2 years on this relationship with them. The curator for NASA out of Dryden there at Edwards Air Force Base is he wants to see more education in Northern California, north of Sacramento, north of San Francisco. I told him we're it. You know, the county of Chester County Board of Education is about the size of Ohio if you look at all of the areas that they cover. And I explained to him we are in the center of this area so that we can go ahead and portray and be able to share aerospace technology.
We're
the NAFTA concept.
Right,
we are.
Right here. Yeah.
And so the museum, we're in the process right now of opening up our aerospace program for the museum. In fact, we were able to bring in an LR-89 rocket engine out of a Thor rocket. We have the actual engine there in the museum. We have some meteorites.
Let's touch it off, see what happens.
Well, we don't have that portion of it, but we have the main section. And this rocket was used during the 60s as an ICBM rocket. Actually was stationed in Turkey aimed at the USSR. And so we have an original piece of Cold War history here in our community.
Wait a minute. I think that is absolutely great. Let's take it just a step further here. Can we maybe put a couple more parts together? It doesn't have to go all the way to
USSR. Now, don't get me in trouble.
Perhaps as far as Sacramento?
Yeah, no. No,
okay,
it's inert completely. Well, cannot be used
again
for that.
We would never use it. It's a deterrent. State of Jefferson. And we won't use this. Don't force us to
yes,
do this.
That's, yeah,
hey, that's not, great, though. So you got that in
we
there?
We do. It's on display right now. And I'll tell you what, I just came back also 2 weeks ago from Washington, D.C. at the Smithsonian Aerospace Museum there. And they don't even have one of these on display. So we actually have one on display that Smithsonian does not have on display.
So what
right
are the
now.
Hours of operation of the museum?
We are open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
We just got somebody, Coach Bob, who's a loyal listener, and we know quite well. He says, my daughter has her name on a plaque that's on its way to Mars right now.
Wow, that's awesome.
You know, I guess on that Mars rover thing or whatever they're doing. And it's going to land on Mars in a few weeks, and then she's going to have her name on the surface of Mars on this plaque.
Wow.
So, you know, 1,000 years from now, somebody's going to go up there and go, oh, what's this?
You know? Not us, because our president got rid of our space program.
Well, you know what? The Russians did win this. You know, maybe we should go to Russia and get their part of their space program, since they now are in the catbird seat. And if we go to the International Space Station, we have to ask permission in Russian to go with them.
Well, you know, we fought the Russians all the way from the very beginning to be in the system, and now we've just given it to them.
Yeah. Well, there is,
and,
yeah.
And not
they
with,
won,
without
they won
a whimper.
The space race.
Without a whimper. Did anybody hear anybody say, why are we doing this?
Yeah. No. No, because it was good for us. Anyway.
Jobs.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Jobs.
Jobs?
What job?
6,000 jobs the day that the program stopped.
Okay, just to say this, too, is that if they don't do something with this budget, that on January 2nd, the United States of America will lose $2 million or 2 million jobs when it comes to defense contractors and, you know, and border and everything. 2 million jobs on January 2nd unless they do something about this, about the budget. I mean, they've announced
what budget?
It.
We haven't had a budget
since
had a he
budget.
Was elected.
That's right. But that's what's going to happen. They did an independent survey saying, you know what, because we don't know where what's going to happen, that's many jobs. 2 million people enter the non-working force of America. Of course, that's after the election.
Of course.
So he doesn't really care because he won't do anything to do anything about it until then. Anyway.
Hey, well, that's his intention. And if he is reelected, that's just the beginning.
Yeah. Anyway, hey, Coach Bob, thanks for calling. Did I get that right about your daughter?
Yeah, you got it right. I wanted to explain because, you know, it takes too many typing words and my fingers cramp up. The deal with that, my former stepdaughter, Jordan, who is a daughter to me, she just got her master's degree from Fresno University in biology and is going to be teaching this September in high school bio. Well, she had a scholarship last summer out of UC Berkeley by way of Cal Poly. And part of it was they spent 6 weeks at a handful of them at JPL down in I guess Pasadena, the NASA headquarters down there.
Yeah, Jet Propulsion Lab they have right down there in Pasadena. Yeah, I've worked there before.
And what they did, just as a little perk for the guys and gals that were part of that very special little group of people who were studying satellite thermo imagery as it pertains to botany and stuff like that, part of the deal was they put a plaque inside the Mars lander that was there being worked on before it got shipped to Florida to get sent off in a rocket.
Oh, that's
and
great.
And had everybody's name in it.
That's
that
so cool.
That is so cool.
So I thought I'd just clear that up for you, because I know that was limited info.
Yeah, well, thanks a lot, Coach Bob. You know, congratulations on that. I think that's really cool.
I think it's pretty cool. Like I said, in a million years, some green little man going to come up there and say, who's Jordan Jill Anderson? And, well, now you know.
I've got a Mars rover story I'll tell after the break. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Linda's, preparing for On the Spot with Linda Bott with Trish Clark's here. Senior Chief Rob Burrow, Bad Bob, and me, 841.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Reading says, the people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car. Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful.
For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot, and in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Linda's getting ready for On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. So Trish Clark's here. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know, it's going to get hotter today, but it's going to be really hot this weekend. And you know that 112-degree weather is coming, right? Give Alliance Heating and Air a phone call, 221-2642. You know why? 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, and they actually believe that quality doesn't have to cost more. They do heating and air service. They repair all makes and models. They do it right. They stand by it, and their customers will tell you that's the truth. They're local. They take great pride in what they do, what they install, and they stand by their work. You can't get any better than that. Give them a call. Again, 221-2642, or visit their website, homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. Hey, they've been to our house, and they just do, you know, they go beyond. He was going back, and he was checking things, and he was replacing these filters. And he goes, he's underneath the house, he looks over, and he goes, sump pump's not working. He fixes our sump pump. Okay, I probably shouldn't say that, you know. But that's the kind of guys they are. He goes, some pump's not working. Anyway, nice guy. Okay, Rob Burrows, Senior Chief Rob Burrows, the director and the head and the, you know, chief bottle washer. And he cleans the, you know, because it's a nonprofit, but it's a small business.
That's
so
right.
Your whole life is encompassed.
We do everything from the bottom to the top. And we have a wonderful crew and staff that helps us in between.
Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
Yes.
And it is located at?
We're located at 3711 Meadowview Drive, just right down there south of the airport. Actually, we're right on the south end of the airport, right there at the end of the runway. And so it's wonderful. We get all these jets and airplanes and helicopters fly through, and we're out there drooling all over the place almost every day.
So you got NASA in here, so you got some NASA stuff. And you've got so much stuff.
We have over 6,000 square feet right now.
Yeah, you've got stuff lined up that would come rolling in, don't
we? Well, we have enough items right now to fill another 25,000 square feet. And we're working with the property manager right now. We're going to expand to the end of the building that we're in. So we're going to go from 6,000 to 12,000 square feet here within the next 6 months. We're working with another museum in Southern California. They're struggling to have some problems, you know, keeping their doors open. And if their community closes that museum, we are going to take possession of 75% of that museum. And it's an aerospace museum down by Edwards Air Force Base.
Wow.
So we will all of a sudden bring in an entire aerospace museum to coincide with the museum that we're operating right now. So it's just going to be a fantastic opportunity.
And if it rained enough, you might actually be able to go ahead with the rest of your project.
The first phase is the 7-acre Liberty Park, and that's part of the job creation and also the financial creation to help motivate and promote the main facility.
And again, this money is not coming from the city or taxes, my friends.
This is all
donations
and fundraisers.
You had a fundraiser, or are you getting ready?
We have a fundraiser coming up. I'm great you said that. We have a wine and dine coming up August 4th. It'll be at Bernsini Vineyard. Start about 5:30 in the evening and run to about 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. We're going to have the Straight Ahead Jazz Trio that will be there playing for us. It'll be surf and turf. We're going to have steak kebabs and shrimp kebabs and some chicken kebabs. And there'll be free wine tasting there along with Bernsini. They're going to be doing some free wine tasting for us there. And so it's just going to be a great evening. People come out, enjoy the evening. It's going to, well, hopefully we'll have a nice, beautiful sunset there and some great music. It's just going to be a light fundraiser, but just a good evening for the museum and for the folks that want to come out and support it. $35 a ticket.
Okay, now how do they get a hold of you for that?
They can call the museum at 378-2280. And the museum is where we're going to have all the tickets. And once again, that phone number is 378-2280. And so we'll have the tickets right there. And it's going to be just a beautiful night, especially how our sunsets have just been fantastic lately.
Yeah, they really have.
And Bernsini Wineries, you know, they do a lot in the community and are involved in so many things. And
Tom
so,
and Jim do a wonderful job.
They absolutely do.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a – okay. Yeah, answer the phone, Bob, and I won't take the break right now. But what I am going to do is when we come back from the break, I'm going to give away two tickets to Kids Unlimited. When we get back from the break. So get by your phone, stand by, ready. I've got two tickets for, it's either anytime you want to use them, tonight, tomorrow, or Saturday, for Kids Unlimited. And let me tell you, this is probably one of the best, absolutely the best shows you're going to, you know what, I was so astounded by it when I saw it, that these kids have been working for 6 weeks and then are going to they put on a show like you cannot believe. Ages 6 to 18. We're going to take a quick break right now. We're going to come right back. We're going to give away tickets. We're going to finish up with Bob and talk about tomorrow, or Rob and talk about tomorrow. And we also have somebody on the phone. We'll get right to you as soon as we get back. Carl Bott, Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment getting ready for tonight. But we have Trish Clark.
Three little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Dhanuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
Wind River Casino is the only place in Northern California to offer MMA cage fighting. Are you ready for the Freedom Fight? MMA fights are back as Wind River Casino and Rogue Fights presents the Freedom Fight Cage Fight. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting at the Wind River Casino Event Center on Saturday, July 28th at 7:30. Doors open at 6:30, bringing you another night of extreme fighting in Reading. Amateur, title, and pro fights. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting, no limits. This event sells out. Get your tickets now. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage. On Saturday, July 28th, the event center will roar with a thrill at the extreme cage fights that only Wind River can bring you. Wind River Casino. Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now online or at the gift shop. Great entertainment is happening again in 2012 with the Freedom Fights Cage Fights at Wind River Casino on July 28th. Presented by Rogue Fights. For all the details on the Freedom Fights, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this extreme event. It's better on the river.
Signs. That's right. Woodland Signs has your signs. Big signs.
We do them.
Vehicle wraps.
We do them.
If it's a sign,
we do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign.
Sign of Monster Truck Reed. Could you redo that, please? Thank you.
Wanuan Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work done, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, and all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl to architectural, to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps, to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we're fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install it when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing for many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Hello, this is Mark with SuperClean. Did you know that this year's June Consumer Report magazine claims that cleaning and checking your gutters for leaks is the most important thing that you can do to reduce mold growth inside your home? We're the local experts for cleaning dangerous mold and fungus from your roof and gutters, bringing your roof back to a safe, super clean look. Visit us at supercleanroof.com or call us at 339-5882. That's 339-5882 for a free estimate and get super clean.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
This is our last break. Is that the way we usually come in? Welcome back to Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Trish is here today. It's Thursday. Trish Clark. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Reddy and Harley Davidson, established in 1977 by David and Robin Wright. And so Ernie and Jessica right now are doing it day to day. You want to ride a motorcycle, then you ride the Harley. You know, okay, I don't mean to offend anybody else out there, but you want to talk about an American icon? It doesn't make a sound like... It doesn't make that sound. It makes... Potato, potato, potato. We're talking. We're talking Harley Davidson.
I have two people coming in on Harleys as we speak to visit me from Idaho.
Well, that's the way it should be. They come in. They come in on. And speaking of potatoes, they come in on a Harley. Now, look, if they've got anything they need to go to Reddy and Harley Davidson at 1258 Twinview Boulevard, or give them a call at 241-7117. They're going to want shirts because you can get the Reddy and Harley Davidson shirts. They're great shirts and stuff. If they've got anything that they need to have the bike worked on, they do it. They guarantee their work. They're great at that. Or if they just want to go over and see the new bikes, it's Reddy and Harley Davidson. Experience the ride. Live the dream. Reddy and Harley Davidson. Okay, our guest, Senior Chief Rob Burles. Because Paletti's in here a lot, too. Rob Paletti. Rob, don't call me Bob.
That's right.
There you go. Okay. Hey, we've got Randy on the line. Randy, good morning. You got a question for Rob?
No, I don't have a question.
Okay.
Well, maybe it's a question, but I'm a chief petty officer myself and worked for Lockheed Martin, retired from Lockheed Martin Aerospace headquarters in Denver. And I don't know what kind of trinkets you're looking for, but I can probably load you up with just about anything you want from the programs that I worked with back in Denver.
That sounds great, Chief. If you'd give us a call out there at 378-2280 at the museum, we'd love to be able to set up an appointment and have you come in and talk with us, and then we can find out what you have and what we can work with and how we can promote it and set it up for future displays.
Oh, excellent, excellent. I'll get in touch with you out at the museum then.
That would be great, and we greatly appreciate your support.
Yeah, no problem. Love to help.
Hey, thanks a lot, Chief. All right. Hey, you know what? I'm going to give away two more tickets to Kids Unlimited. Here you go. First person to call is 530-605-4567. You get two tickets to Kids Unlimited. They're good for tonight, tomorrow, and twice on Saturday. You just have to pick which show you want to go at. And they're 7 o'clock tonight, 7 o'clock tomorrow, 2 p.m. on Saturday, and 7 o'clock on Sunday. I mean, I'm sorry, 7 o'clock on Saturday. Okay? And the phone lines have just started. I tell you what I'm going to do. Should I? No, I'm going to save one for tonight for On the Spot with Linda Bott. So you got to listen. So they're going to give away two tickets tonight, too. Anyway, thanks for the phone call. Let's see. I guess we have a winner here.
Yes, we do.
Just give me a name. I can't read it from there.
Bonnie.
Bonnie, you have got two tickets for Kids Unlimited. Come on by at 1326 Market Street. And thanks everybody else for calling, and come on by and pick these tickets up. You know what? Kids Unlimited is so outstanding. You know what? You ought to use, too bad, Rob, you can't use Kids Unlimited on a weekly basis. You'd have that museum built.
I know. They do a fantastic job.
They are so good. So good.
So well choreographed. So well. It's just a first-class professional presentation.
Oh. And you know, it really is. Okay, have we beat up the government enough today? No.
Not nearly enough.
Okay, I have one more thing.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with, but you can comment.
Actually, it does.
Is this the bullet train?
Yes.
Okay. In a carefully orchestrated photo op, Brown was down there to sign this thing, and who was he surrounded by? It was carefully orchestrated. They kept other people out. Politicians, exactly. This is what it says in an AP. Politicians and union workers were cheering and smiling when he signed this thing for this train to nowhere, knowing that it was going to be taxpayer dollars that was going to. They said, we're going to get the private sector. We're going to get this. It's taxpayer dollars.
And they always say we're going to get all this federal money. Guess what? Came out of your other pocket. You are the federal taxpayer. You're the state taxpayer, and you're the local taxpayer. So even if it's federal money, it's your money.
Oh, it's free. It comes from the feds.
But, Carl, the $10 billion, that money right there is stolen and lost in dirty money because that's why the veterans' home is not being opened up.
That's right. Right
they could have taken $16 million, not even a drop, away from the $10 billion and opened up our veterans' home right now for our veterans today. But they chose not to. They chose to put it to the special interest, which is Southern Pacific Railroad, who owns the property, whoever else, like you said, the union. And they threw our veterans under the bus, and they continued to back over us. And the veterans' home was a prime example of how the government does not care. It's all lip service. They do not care.
And they look us in the eye when we're down there. Oh, we're going to give you this. Oh, gosh, we're so proud of you. And as soon as we leave, in the dark of night, they stab us in the back.
And
there are your elected Democrats. Okay, let me hit it again. Democrats are doing this, not Republicans. Democrats.
The governor. The governor, he's the leader. He's showing the way.
There is no leader. They are thugs to do this.
And in the next breath, they tell you, by the way, this budget that they've just passed is no good unless you pass a tax on yourself.
That's right.
To increase your taxes. Then this is all done.
We have to run. Hey, thanks a lot. I'm sorry we finished up like that, but we're a happy group. Tomorrow, Jake and I, we're going to be talking gold and silver and guess what? Politics. It's the good guys against the bad guys out there. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady.
The Security Council has failed utterly.
The U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Susan Rice, after Russia and China blocked a resolution on Syria. Again, Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley live in New York with more.
The U.N. Security Council failed to pass a resolution on Syria with 11-2 vote. Russia and China vetoed, and Pakistan and South Africa abstained. Vitaly Churkin representing Russia on the veto.
The vote which just took place should not have taken place at all. The sponsors of the just blocked draft resolution were well aware that it simply stood no chance of being adopted.
U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Susan Rice saying Russia and China prevented a credible response to the Syrian conflict. Lisa?
Courtney, thanks. Neither side budging in the tax cut debate.
They've made their decision that they're going to hold these middle-income tax cuts hostage to tax cuts for the wealthiest people.
House Minority Leader